With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. It's a grim world writer Paul Auster creates for us in his novel, In the Country of Last Things. Economic stagnation has followed some sort of holocaust. The ruins are picked over by scavengers. Dead bodies are valuable commodities. Runners run until they drop. There are human slaughterhouses. Into this nightmare world comes a young woman in search of her missing brother. Is this the future Paul Auster sees for us?
I'm not perfectly sure that it is the future. As far as I'm concerned, I'm talking about things in the present. It's a bit distorted, perhaps. It takes place in an imaginary setting. But many of the things that actually happen in this book are events that took place in the 20th century.
Such as in Leningrad during the Nazi siege. At the same time, Paul Auster sought to embody his heroine with his best hopes for the world.
What I was trying to do was to create a character who struggles to stay human in the midst of terrible conditions and catastrophe.
A feeling of madness is pervasive in Auster's In the Country of Last Things.
Living in New York, as I have for so many years, it's difficult not to keep your eyes open and see what's going on in the streets. Unfortunately, there is a lot of madness, a lot of tragic stuff going on out there.
Paul Auster's characters live in a world where unexpected violence can strike at any moment, and the only place of sanctuary is in the warrens of the library.
It's not just a sense of danger that I want to embody in my books, but a sense that anything can happen at any time.
Viking has published in hardcover Paul Auster's In the Country of Last Things. In addition, Paul Auster's New York trilogy of psychological mysteries is being issued as Penguin paperbacks. They are City of Glass, Ghost, and The Locked Room. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The first book in Paul Auster's New York trilogy, City of Glass, was nominated for an Edgar Award for Best Mystery of 1986. And yet Paul Auster is uneasy with the term mystery.
For me, it's just a story that uses certain elements from mystery stories, but for another purpose altogether. There are no crimes here, really. There's nothing, no case that's solved.
Penguin has published in paperback Auster's City of Glass and two others in the series, Ghost and The Locked Room.
I call it a trilogy, but you might more accurately call it a triptych. It's three panels, all connected in some ways. I think the themes of the stories bounce off of one another, but they really can all be read independently.
In City of Glass, a mystery writer gets a strange phone call one night, much like a call that Auster himself received.
The voice on the other end asked me if this was the Pinkerton Agency. Of course, I said, no, it's not the Pinkerton Agency. And the next day, the same person called back, asking me if this was the Pinkerton Agency. But hanging up the second time, I had the sudden thought, what if I had said yes, and would it have been possible to get involved in some kind of case?
And that's what happens in City of Glass. In the novel Ghost, the hero is a detective, and all the characters have names of colors.
Blue is the protagonist, and he is hired by a man named Black to watch a man named White. All the events take place in Brooklyn Heights on Orange Street.
In the third of Auster's trilogy, The Locked Room, the narrator is faced with the puzzle left by a friend who has vanished. Viking has also published a new hardcover book by Paul Auster called The Country of Last Things, which describes a deadly world of devastation and disorder, which could be set in the future, past, or now. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.